It's the little pleasures in life, isn't it? Jerry Bader Show, 927. I mentioned to Brad Schimmel when he was on. Let me read this. I'm sure you've heard a lot, and I don't have to give you all the backstory about how damaging the EPA carbon policies would be. And as Schimmel said, this is not something the EPA should be able to do unilaterally. But I want to read to you what Colin Roth posted at Right Wisconsin yesterday. Governor Walker's tepid and puzzling response to new EPA rules. With the release of devastating new EPA rules on carbon emissions, Republican governors in coal-dependent states are largely up in arms. In Indiana, Republican Governor Mike Pence said the EPA rules will cost us at higher electricity rates and lost jobs and a lost business growth due to a lack of affordable, reliable electricity. Indiana will oppose these regulations using every means available. That's the page Brad Schimmel seems to be on. Pence even raised the possibility of a lawsuit against the federal government to stop the implementation of the new EPA rules, something Brad Schimmel is said, just you heard him say, he'd be on board with. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback, former senator, called the new EPA rules a war against middle America. Texas Governor Rick Perry called the EPA rules an assault the energy providers that employs thousands of Americans and fuel both our homes and our nation's economic growth. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal criticized the measure, saying President Obama doesn't understand the American economy. But Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker had an unusually tepid response to the new EPA rules, despite Wisconsin's heavy reliance on coal for cheap and reliable energy. Not only ratepayers, but for a manufacturing base. According to Wisconsin Public Radio, Governor Walker is cautiously optimistic about the new EPA rules. But that's not the whole story. We will share, as the late, great Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story at 9:35. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of North.